Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and fortunately, a couple of weeks ago, a pastor named Jared Wilson out in California took his own life. His life ended by suicide, and was really, really sad. Only 30 years of age, and yet he had been very open in his struggle with depression and thoughts of suicide and mental illness. And actually, he and his wife started a nonprofit called Anthem of Hope that we had talked about here a few months ago when we had Don Drummond on. And it just really, really took my breath away. It happened on the night before Tuesday when it was National Suicide Awareness Day to try to prevent suicide, to encourage people to talk when they're struggling, when they're hurting, when they have lost hope. And so it just really wanted to process. Obviously, a lot of people have talked about what happened and encouragement and things, and yet it just is so grievous because, you know, if you've been listening to this program for the now almost 20 months that we've been doing Hope Is Here, the number one reason I started this program was to help people not get to that point where they ended their life by suicide. And John 10:10, Jesus warned us that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in the very next breath, he said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it abundantly. And it just grieves me. Jared Wilson, love that he was open about his struggle with it, but at the age of 30, ended his life on Monday night, September 9th, and left behind a wife, Julie, and two precious young sons, Finch and Denham. And their life, they didn't know when they went to bed that night on Monday, September 9th, 2019, that their life would be forever changed the next morning when they woke up. So my heart still hurts and grieves for his wife, Julie, Finch, and Denham. But we want to talk about how do we, you know, make good out of what was evil and with a life that's ended way too prematurely. And the enemy is just suicide rates, as we've talked about on this program off and on throughout the 20 months that we've been doing Hope Is Here, is just increasingly at an alarming rate of how much it's increased over the past 20 months. And we want to talk about it because the enemy loves when things stay in the darkness. And I want to encourage you right now, if you're listening, you're like, man, I'm hanging on by a thread. One, thank you for being honest about it, but I want to encourage you to go to 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. That's 273-8255. If you're wanting to know, 1-800-273-8255. Or also, you can text HOME, the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to the crisis text line, and that is 741-741. That's 741-741. You can text the word HOME, and there's a crisis text line waiting to be able to chat with you if you have just lost hope and feel like you want to end your life prematurely. I also want to encourage you to go to the Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org. But Jared Wilson was on staff at a wonderful church called Harvest Fellowship, Harvest Christian Fellowship in California, and his pastor, Greg Laurie, did the service, the memorial service. And I want to share some of that today that he talked about. He said that, you know, sometimes people may think as pastors or spiritual leaders that we are somehow above the pain and struggles of everyday people. However, one dark moment in a Christian's life cannot undo what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. We do not go to heaven because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus did. Pastors don't have all the answers, and neither do prophets. Elijah was a great prophet of God, but he dealt with severe depression and came to the point where he even wanted to die. In fact, it talks about that in the Bible in the book of Kings, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. And the problem was, though, that Elijah isolated himself, which is never a good idea. And Pastor Greg Laurie went on to say, you know, during the memorial service for Jared Wilson, that I want to encourage you to fill your mind with Scripture and quote it to yourself. Cast all your cares upon God, for He cares for you. The word care and the phrase He cares for you literally means God is mindful of you and your interest. Casting cares is something we need to do daily to God, and sometimes even hourly. Hope has the last word, not suicide, not cancer, not depression, and not death if you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Pastor Lori went on to say, suicide is always the wrong choice. And he emphasized that. Suicide is always the wrong choice. And you know, I'm passionate about this topic because of having strong thoughts out of myself back in 2001 when I lost my home, in business because of a flood, and my wife left me. And so I lost the big three, business, home, and marriage, all in about a 24-hour period. And I was on the brink of suicide. And yet I remember seeing a Christian counselor one day, and he said, you know, if you do that, you might as well take a big knife and just slash all of your family's faces on their cheek. Not to kill them, not to nag, but to slash them on their face, and they'll have a scar on their face, a very visual scar on their cheek every time they look in the mirror every morning to brush their teeth before they go to bed at night, thinking about you and what they could have done. And I want to say that to somebody right now that's thinking about taking their life, because suicide is just seems like the best option. And I know it's because the pain is so great. Not only do you maybe be just because you've lost hope, but because also just the pain is so great. And I want to encourage you right now, if you're having suicidal thoughts, please get professional help. But reach out to somebody. We gave the number 1-800-273-TALK, or go to the suicidepreventionlifeline.org, or text the word HOME to 741-741. But please reach out to somebody. And if you need reference to a good Christian counselor, you can contact me at Hope Is Here. Please call those numbers immediately if you're at your wit's end. But if you're like, you know, I'm not to that point, but I am really, really discouraged, then you can email me, greg@hopeishere.today. I check that every day, and promise to get back with you within 24 hours, and can recommend some Christian counselors to help you get some help in dealing with this overwhelming spirit of despair that you have in your heart, your mind, and your soul. And you know, sometimes our lows can often follow highs in our life. I'm talking about the lowest lows that we have can come after some of the highest experiences in our life. I kind of remember when I used to own my grocery store in Cynthiana, Kentucky. I kid you not, I'd take one vacation a year, usually try to go to a beach somewhere for a week. And it seemed like each year that I came back, something big happened while I was gone. And I just kind of learned to expect it. In fact, one year when I came back, as I was driving back in town, right across the street from me, it said, Food Lion coming soon, which is a international chain of grocery stores, actually. And I just thought, wow, you got to be kidding me. After just having a wonderful vacation, getting my tank filled and just ready to come back and go to work and try to enjoy life and be a blessing to others, just things like that would seem to happen. And so many times after we have a really high moment, just a thrilling, exhilarating moment in our life, then sometimes the lowest of lows can happen. And I want you to be aware of that and do not think that you're unique in that. Because I think it's one of the greatest tools that Satan, the enemy, uses. And I used to hear my hero Wayne Smith say that quite often, that the greatest tool of Satan is discouragement. And yet I also know that we get bought into that lie. Sometimes we're discouraged. We're the only one that struggles with loneliness, or we're the only one that has financial pressures, or we're the only one that has a rebellious child or a disrespectful child or spouse or friends or coworkers. And the list goes on and on of things that we sometimes think we're the only one struggling with it. Yet, I want to encourage you today to think about the things of the Lord. And not to compare your grief or exhaustion or feeling down with a mental illness. Do not do that, because there is always hope. And yet for some of those of you who are listening, that maybe you just don't struggle with mental illness or depression or suicidal thoughts. And praise God for that. And I'm thankful that, you know, 98% of the time I don't, but there's still sometimes today, occasionally, that even though I love Jesus and I do this Hope Is Here program, man, there's times I get really discouraged. And there's been a couple of times over the past year and a half that I've even thought, you know, if I went to bed tonight and didn't wake up in the morning, I'd be okay with that because I know I'd be with Jesus. And I know if you're honest that there's a lot of people listening to this today that they have felt that. And yet I know one of the verses that's helped me a lot through the years is weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And that's Psalm verse chapter 30, verse 5. And I just want to encourage those of you that maybe you don't struggle with that, but please to be a good listener, to encourage those people, even though I know sometimes it gets weary at times, but also if they've not sought professional Christian counseling help, to help them do that, maybe even help pay for a session for that. So we need to be aware and have compassion for people who face this struggle. And also one of the biggest things is when we isolate ourselves from others. And man, I want to encourage you not to do that if you're struggling with suicide or if you know somebody that's really seems to be struggling with depression. Phone calls are great to hear people's voice, but also a text, just a daily text just in the morning to let you know, hey, thought about you this morning, prayed for you. I love you. To let those people know, because just you could be an agent of hope for one person by just letting them know that you care. And I want to close today's program with the acronym that I put together, and I'm thankful it came from the Lord, but it also was verified by Dr. Melinda Moore, who has a PhD in suicidology. And I spell out the word HOPE because I'm a simple guy, and the first one is please, the letter H, just hold on. Hold on. I want to bring that verse up again, Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Please just hold on for 24 more hours. The letter O, open up to someone immediately. I've talked to you about the 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255, and the text line. I've talked about that twice already. This also will be in our podcast information. Susan does a great job with that. So if you're listening to this on podcast, you can see at the bottom there, this information will be there. But please open up to someone immediately. If you've got a friend, a family member, a pastor, please do that. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, so then confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you will be healed. You'll be amazed how much better you'll feel. And maybe you're like, well, I don't really have a sin in my life. But sometimes depression can be caused by sin. It's repressed anger, one of the best descriptions I've heard of depression, if it's not a chemical imbalance in your body. Is depression a lot of times is repressed anger. Maybe it's anger at yourself for a mistake that you've made. But man, please open up to someone immediately. Letter P, put yourself in a new environment. I can't emphasize how much this helped me several years ago when I was struggling with depression and had some suicidal thoughts. I don't care. Change the way you go to work. Go to a different grocery store. Go to a different church service. Maybe go to the 11 o'clock instead of the 9:30. I really don't want to encourage you to leave your church, but you also may want to consider going to another church on a Sunday night. They have a Sunday night service or something. Just to put yourself in new environments. Maybe try a different workout pattern, different restaurants, different TV program. I mean, do something to put yourself in a new environment. And last but not least, the letter E, expect to see changes. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And I really believe if you can hold on, if you'll open up to someone immediately, you put yourself in a new environment. I talked about this several months ago. You can find the podcast on hopeishere.today. But I really want you to know that God wants to help you. And we really, really don't want to lose anyone else to suicide. Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, for more information. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.